What's up, Dialed fam? Happy Wednesday and welcome to the Strength Training for Cyclists podcast by Dialed Health. My name is Derek Teal. I'm the owner and operator of Dialed Health, and I'm so happy to say that this is the day we finally announced the 2021 Dialed Health Shred winners. People have been so focused the last 30 days on their body fat loss goals and just following the criteria to a T. Let me tell you, you did not make it easy. This decision has tormented me all week, and I'm happy that I finally made it. I'm happy we're going to announce it and talk through it so I can really explain myself, because I want people to know that they're appreciated. People put in so much work, not only to the month, but even the emails of the follow-ups with the photos, the information, the process question answer, the self-rating. I mean, there was a lot to this. So kudos to everybody that followed through and just nailed it to the T. I mean, there were so many people that did so. Again, it just made it so hard. And we're going to have before and afters dripping out over the entire year, which is a trainer's dream. It is a trainer's dream. I'm so excited about this. So that's our first topic of conversation today. And then we're going to move into a question that was asked about time crunched workouts, or more so getting in workouts and pedaling when you are in a time crunch. You're a busy father, you're a busy mother, you're working. And really, how do you do that when you have body fat that you want to lose, but you want to get workouts in that burn legit calories? That was really the basis for the question. And then it branched out into a broader topic that we'll go into that I think will be really helpful if you do experience that in your weekly schedule. Then we go into a quick motivational rant about using guilt for fuel. You heard me right on that. I think you should use guilt for fuel, and we're going to go into the details then. After that, to wrap up the episode, we go for a little life update. I want to kind of let you know what it's been like the last 2 weeks in my life. Just trying to keep it moving, man, with the new twins and all the lifestyle changes, and kind of let you know what I've been dealing with on the back end. And before we jump in, I have a little quote for you, because this right here has been sticking with me. I posted it to my Instagram story, but I first heard it from Kevion, who is, I would just call him an online mentor, this real estate family man mogul dude that had one of the most inspiring podcasts I've ever listened to on the Short Story Long podcast, episode number 50, if you want to go check that out. And this guy, I can honestly say, has probably motivated me more than one individual person, period. So what he said was, focus on your problems and your goals disappear. Focus on your goals and your problems disappear. And just like that, let's jump into the episode. It's drum roll time. The male winner of the 2021 Dialed Health Shred 30-Day Fat Loss Challenge specifically for cyclists is Eric Martinez. My man, I'm going to give you a little round of applause right here. Oh my gosh, you guys, wait till you see this before and after photo. 17 pounds. He lost 17 pounds in 30 days. And we're going to go into the details about his process question and his self-rating. But I will say he absolutely nailed it. You cannot mess up and lose that amount of weight. However, this is not the only person that lost this amount of weight. In fact, shout out to you, Jeremy Watson, who lost 18 pounds. And man, as soon as I say that, it is so hard for me to have one specific winner. But there are a lot of reasons that I did choose Eric. And we're going to dive into that after I announce the female winner. So female winner, are you ready? Let's get that drum roll out. Start hitting that dashboard if you're driving. The female winner for the okay, I won't do the whole thing, but you guys ready for this? Are you listening, ladies? Lauren Kress, come on now, little round of applause. Lauren, it's incredible to see your before and after. This is the definition, and I even wrote it in the newsletter that you're going to get. This is the definition of going from someone who is already fit and healthy to just becoming a full-on athlete. In the 30 days, Lauren lost 7.4 pounds. And when you see her before and after photo, it is unreal to see the inches lost, to see the quote-unquote tone. I'm going to say tone because trainers hate that word. Or I'm going to put it in quotations because trainers hate that word. But it's true. I mean, she just literally went from looking fit, healthy, to holy smokes, this is an athlete. You have to be an athlete to look like this. And even in her after photo, just the swag on her face is so sick. She's like, It goes from looking at the camera to staring down the camera. And I absolutely love that. And one of the coolest things about both of these people is that they take their kids out mountain biking with them. They've got like the whole family involved, which obviously for me, that's going to be, it's a gut wrencher. I can't help it. It is a gut wrencher. But we also had some other contestants that were really made it difficult where they, we had significant weight loss on the women's side, but I would say, because Amber Simon, I mean, I hope you're listening, Amber. Amber's been helping me on the back end with Dialed Health, and she's been the most patient person working with me over the last couple weeks. And I'm really excited for you guys to actually get to know Amber. Shout out to her specifically, and her before and afters are bonkers. But the only reason I didn't choose her was because she started her shred in December. And so it was difficult because she actually lost, I think, a little more weight in December than in January, but still a significant amount of weight. And her, the before and after is crazy. Like, I look at it and I almost get emotional because I know how life-changing it is. And I'm not saying that being thinner makes you happier or whatever, but it's very rare that it doesn't, especially when you do it the right way. And that's the thing, is that we put very specific parameters in order for this to be something that didn't push performance off to the side. It was very tuned to cyclists for this to be a realistic thing to implement in your life and something that you can continue doing. And we kind of talked about in the last episode how to continue the Dialed Health shred. Because there's little tricks, you know, like keeping up on your morning weigh-ins just to recalibrate, make sure you're not getting a little too loose with the diet, keeping up with your water, maybe even stay tracking, but just add back calories. There's all these things you can do long-term if you're just trying to maintain. But I know a lot of these people are going to continue the process, which is so rad. So first things first, before we dive into the details of how these people did it, I just want you to know that I really want everyone that sent in all of that information and all that work they put into their before and afters. Like we said, the real prize is the body and the habits and the new life. It really is. But I understand how much time it took to do that. And even at this point that I'm recording the podcast, I haven't been able to go through and individually reply to everyone with a thoughtful answer. And that's just kind of how, I guess, pinned I've been on my end. But I feel terrible even saying that. And I see the work people put in, and I'm just so grateful for you guys. So when you open up the newsletter, go and just scroll down and you'll see some of the other entries that were just like amazing transformations. Go look at Joe Barker. He looks like a freaking MMA fighter after losing 12 pounds. It is insane. That was one. And not only that, the way he packaged up his final entry submission, it was all in one Google Doc. It was incredible. So Joe, shout out to you. Then we have Jeremy Watson. You'll see his 18 pounds transformation. Insane. He's also from Australia, which I think is rad. and then we have Quincy Simon. This is Amber's husband that I was talking about earlier. 11 pounds difference. And this was someone whose process question just really hit home because he just talked about his mental health more than anything and how he feels like he's just been so much happier and bringing a better version of himself to his family. Like, he feels like his relationship's been better. He feels like a more confident father. I mean, it is so rad. And he took a before and after in a Dialed Health road kit. And so when you see the before and after, you see like the underwear shot, and then you see the road kit shot, and that makes it very, very tangible because we all know what everyone looks like in their cycling kit. You know, maybe you don't know what they look like in their underwear. Maybe you try and imagine it. I mean, there's going to be some photos in here that are going to take that, that process of picture. I should stop right there. Sorry. Everyone's agreed to have their photos shared. But what I got to say is the kit thing was really cool. And I think in the future, that might be something I make sure people do because it's just tangible. It's just like, wow, what a difference, you know? So we're going to go up to Eric's process question. And I promise this won't be long, but it's very powerful. He says, "My goal throughout this process was to remain committed. As a dad of three who works full time, it's difficult to commit to discipline when all you want to do on your off hours is chill. I'm proud of the physical changes, but I'm happier with myself that I followed through and persevered until the end without letting up at all. 30 days helped me realize that the goals that seem out of reach are possible to accomplish. This journey has not only been a springboard to better physical health, but a better spiritual and mental health as well." So that's what he said as far as how this has impacted him over the last 30 days. And he nailed it. I think pointing out and the honesty behind saying, when you're a dad of three and you work full time and you do get time to relax, or your quote unquote off hours, downtime, you just want to chill. But when you're in a process like this, that chill time gets replaced with workouts and it gets replaced with food tracking. And that's why it's really not an easy thing, and not a lot of people are going to follow through. And so his ability to acknowledge that is really, really sick. And I want everyone listening to know that these results are really possible for most people when they do commit and they do analyze their life that way. Like, they know that they want to chill, but the goal in mind is bigger and more powerful, and it prevents them from getting on the couch and just, settling for who they are if they know that there's more in there, okay? So adherence ratings. I had people rate basically how they did in the four areas that they had to nail. So this was like the criteria for doing the dialed health shred, and it's part of the reason that everybody, or it basically is the reason why everyone lost so much weight or just had some crazy physical change. So food tracking every day, he gave himself a 10 out of 10. 5 workouts per week, including riding and strength training, he gave himself a 10 out of 10. 1 recovery session per week, this was guided mobility recovery, again, 10 out of 10. Water requirement, 128 ounces, which is 1 gallon for males per day, 10 out of 10. He wrote a note, because I'm sure as you're listening to this, it's like, oh, well, of course you're going to give yourself perfect score. Not everyone did. And it was, I think people were very honest and it correlated to their results a lot. He even wrote, he says, it feels weird giving myself perfect ratings, but I committed myself and I killed it. And he did. I mean, there is no, that's the thing is, like, when I had some people say, oh, how are you going to really know someone did it? Will I know down to every workout? Will I know down to every gallon, pint of water? No, I'm not. But I have been through this process with people in person enough times to understand if you're legit or not. You cannot get results like this and be legit. But I've also, I had people who submitted that I think maybe did embellish a little bit, just based off of really the photos or the measurements or whatever it was. In regards to how much they nailed these things, because the proof is in the pudding. I have eyes, they're very experienced eyes, they've been through this process with a lot of people, and I also know, like, just, really put it in context, like, I've had guys in their 60s who have been at the same weight for the last 30 plus years, maybe the heaviest they've been, or maybe they've just been stagnant. Shout out to Dave Seaman, who is my landlord, because he's been through this process. Completely transformed his body. He loses like 13 pounds in a month when he just commits to this. I've had guys in their 50s lose a very similar amount of weight. It is so freaking cool. Women's, I mean, same thing. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm leaving you hanging right now. Women, the same thing. I had someone in her late 50s. It was like, we never really got it stuck, to be honest. There was some yo-yoing going on, but man, every time she committed and nailed it, it'd be like on 1 month, off the other, but gosh dang, when she did it right, it freaking worked. I'm not going to dive into that. Obviously, we're going for a long-term goal. Now, let's go into Lauren Kress's process question. I'm going to give myself a little baby sip of water here. Now, here's what she said. When starting the dialed health shred, I considered myself a healthy, fit, and in shape individual. Going into January 2021, I decided I would not only do the shred as a personal development challenge, but I would also do dry January. Joined you on that one. I had I almost said premature finish. I stopped when my kids were born, which I would say was semi-acceptable, but wow, I'm really saying some weird stuff on this podcast. I apologize, guys. So going back into what she said, luckily for myself, the workouts, mobility, and riding were already a part of my weekly routine. The new additions for me were the food tracking and the water intake. The first 2 days of drinking over 100 ounces of water were overwhelming, but quickly became easy and a new habit I've grown to love and will absolutely continue for the rest of my life. As for the food tracking, I realized just how many calories I was consuming per day. For the challenge, I did reduce my calorie intake and enjoyed controlling the portions of carbs, fat, and protein. I will continue to track my food to make sure I'm hitting all my macro goals per day. Overall, I did not lose a ton of weight, but for my already small stature, I was proud of my results. I believe the challenge has shown me that I am on track to continue and be a prepared and balanced rider in and out of the saddle. So sick. Okay, we have to point out the fact that she says, I was already working out very consistently, and the only thing I changed was my water and my food. that it's like a huge piece of the puzzle is already in place. And what's so cool about her transformation, again, she went from, let's see, 123.4 pounds to 116 pounds, okay? So as she says, healthy, fit, I was, you know, small stature to start. All I did was drink 100 ounces of water a day, started tracking my food. And again, when you're tracking your food, are you gonna feel a little hungry? Are you gonna have cravings? Yes, but you're eating. You're eating, you're riding, you're eating back the calories from your ride, you're staying in a small deficit, and this is what can happen. It's not like she completely changed her lifestyle, but she implemented these tweaks and nailed it. She accepted the change, and look what happened. It's so freaking cool. I mean, I can't wait to talk to her, honestly. It's just really, really cool to see. So that was really, really good. In fact, she gave herself a 9 out of 10 on the food tracking every day. I'll have to ask her why it was a 9 out of 10. I'm sure, you know, there's probably a meal in there that she didn't track, maybe a day or two. I'll have to see. Everything else was a 10 out of 10. And again, you know, you have to do that to get those kind of results. And one thing I should point out also is that the smaller you are to begin with, the less significant your actual pounds lost might be. In fact, I had a woman, shout out to you, Ashley, gain 2 pounds, but I don't want to get this mixed up. But anyways, so I think it was you, Ashley. I'm sorry if I got this mixed up. Gained 2 pounds, but lost multiple inches off her body and had a very, very similar transformation where she already looked fit and healthy, and all of a sudden she just looked more cut. She just looked more athletic. And it was like subtle, but it's like, holy cow, she gained a little weight, which she obviously lost body fat, gained muscle, and look at the transformation. Like, how cool is that? You know, I'm not like some weight loss focused freak. Like, the whole concept is about start moving forward. It's move forward from where you're currently at. Not everyone needs to lose weight. Some people need to gain weight. Some people need to maintain their weight and just change their body composition, which means lose fat, gain muscle. It's not just like get as light as possible. That is not true. If that was true, I would not have the amount of upper body muscle that I have on my body. And it's not like I'm a big dude. I'm definitely not. But if it was about getting light, I would just, you know, I would definitely not eat and I would definitely not strength train. So anyways, there's a lot more to it. And it's just cool that we had results that kind of exemplified all of those things. And so really, I made a note with the other 30-day transformations that you're going to see is that this is a few of the many that you're about to see. And then we go down to the bottom. I have a quick little note for you. The results are only temporary if you can't reflect on the internal process. I wrote this or said this on my Instagram recently, but it's so true. I'm going to say it one more time. The results are only temporary if you can't reflect on the internal process. What that means is that you can do all the steps, but if you don't take a second to really envision what is happening change-wise in your body, the habits that you've changed, what you're now doing, if you don't take account for all those things, you're just going to be almost like blindly following these steps. And one thing I love about food tracking is it's not like a written meal plan where you can just kind of plug and play. You have to think about it. You have to learn. But I really want you to take a moment when you do this process to stop and just reflect on what you've done. Because that reflection is what's going to make it all either worth it or help you go through and just like step up the game as you go. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this worked, this didn't. This is what I like, this is what I don't like. It's mandatory if you want this to actually become your new lifestyle. Like everybody talks about, oh, you got to do a new lifestyle. It's true. And that self-reflection is like the most important key. And then I just wrote at the bottom of this email, this is what Dialed Health is all about. Clear decisions that move you forward to the best version of yourself. Together, we're making a community of stronger cyclists and more fulfilled humans. Hashtag Dialed Fam. I can't wait to do it next year. Did you hear that? I mean, I got to repeat stuff all the time now. Together, we're making a community of stronger cyclists and more fulfilled humans. That gets me juiced. Freaking juiced. I'm pounding my desk. Can you hear it? I'm juiced. Okay. When I think of the Dialed Fam, this is exactly what I think of. Stronger cyclists, more fulfilled humans. Oh, I love it so much. This is so sick. I can't wait for next year. You guys absolutely crushed it. Stay tuned. If you did not get a shout out, it's not because you didn't absolutely blow my mind with your results. It's because I had to basically go through, I had to put all the results that were similar together and then almost do like a bracket. And I didn't actually do an official bracket, but I just grouped people. It was like, okay, people going from already fit to freaky shredded, which, oh my gosh, I'm slipping on the name right now, but wait until you see this guy, how shredded he got. Literally already, he looked like an athlete already, and he looks like a freak now. And I love every second of it. So all this stuff is coming, but I had to just like group it together. Okay, this was people who didn't really lose weight, but had crazy body composition changes. These were the big weight loss people. These were the, you know, already fit to freak kind of people, as you'll see with Joe Barker, my MMA dude. I got to call you that because you look like a freaking savage. I love it so much. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to move into the rest of the pod, but I have a huge thank you to the sponsors of the Dialed Health Shred. These are partners that I work with, and they support Dialed Health a ton, and they jumped in on this contest to make sure that the prize was sick. And so Mike's Bikes has been kind of the grand prize. It's a $250 gift card going to both Eric and Lauren to their online store. And then we have PNG Supplements, Pinnacle Nutrition Group. They have been, I'm just getting super close with these guys. They're sending a product bundle, Kyoku, the best protein shake, superfood blend on the planet. I just had some. You're gonna get a box of that. And then we have a product bundle from Specialized, and then Cram Nutrition, which is these just, it's like, you know what an Uncrustable is? The peanut butter and jellies, they're like pre-packed, frozen, you just let them thaw and they're the most delicious things ever. They are. Well, they're also terrible as in regards to quality of ingredients, which I'm not against, but the more often you eat something, it's nice to get those alternatives. Cram is more than just that. They have basically these peanut butter and jellies that are pre-packed, all built for trail use, high protein. They are higher fat because of the actual peanut butter in them, but perfect post-ride macros, or if you're just out on the trail with like a casual hike. So I've been eating those toward the end of rides and loving them. They're delicious. And there's even some even like cool stuff to the digestion of it. So they're jumping in and going to send a variety box out to the winners as well. So thank you to everyone. I'm so stoked on the support. When you check out the newsletter, there's a link to mikesbikes.com. And I do recommend, if you are searching for any bike product, go to mikesbikes.com and try and find it. It's so easy to use their website and just kind of search for product. They're a Specialized dealer, which makes it very easy for me. So most of the time that I send people products links, it's from mikesbikes.com. So anyways, you guys rule. Sponsors, you guys rule. We're going to jump into the next topic, but stay tuned for that Instagram post. And do me a favor, go engage on it. Go comment. Give these people a shout out. Tell them that they crushed it. Congratulations. Your hard work is inspiring because it is for me. So, all right, let's move on. This question is from @AndrewTBaron on Instagram. He wrote in and said, "Hey man, I just want to reach out and say you're the man, you're killing it." Andrew, thank you for that. I really appreciate it, dude. That's like the ultimate compliment of 2021. Just to reach out to someone and just say you're killing it is so cool. So thank you, man. That really means a lot. Here's his real question. He says, "I also want to reach out with a question. You don't have to answer, but I thought I would throw it at you. Life is busy and I would love to spend every day in the mountains on my bike. Wouldn't we all? As a dad, husband, and with a career, I have to choose wisely how I spend my time. I also find myself like at 200 pounds, 20 to 25 pounds more than I probably should be. So I'll choose to run to burn more calories with the little time I have. For example, I have 30 minutes to get in a workout and I'll just run because I get more bang for my buck there." That's true, honestly. "I like biking much more, but I feel like I can get more done with running. Up until this point in my life, I have focused on more cardio than anything. I have wanted to do your programs, but I feel like I need to get myself more consistent before I can commit." Now, we're gonna go into this. This is kind of like a whole other thing I have to talk about. He says, "Let me know your thoughts if you can. I know you're a busy guy. I thought it would be a cool topic for your podcast." Okay, so we're here. We're talking about it on the podcast. And what you say in regards to bang for your buck with running, you're not, you're exactly right. You are exactly right. I was going to say that in a different weird way. I'm cutting straight to the chase. Is there anything? I get jealous of the low maintenance lifestyle of these runners sometimes. Are you a runner listening right now? I'm jealous of you, okay? You put your little shorts on, you put your shoes on, and you go. Oh, maybe you grab some water. Maybe you grab a gel. Maybe you grab like some headphones. Are you kidding me? That's it? Have you seen a cyclist get ready for a ride? Oh, I just hit a pin off my desk. Have you seen what we have to do? Even road riding, let alone mountain biking. If you are someone like me who lives 20 minutes from trails in a car, and you have to pack up your bike and do that whole thing, oh man, talk about prep time. And then talk about the rides where you forget your shoes and you get out there. So when I see prep time for runners, they freaking get out there, they get it done. That efficiency is so sick to me, and it's almost makes me want to run, almost. It's honestly so great. So I think you're making a good decision if your only focus was to burn as many calories as possible. You know, maybe you could do a couple sprints in there, maybe add a couple bodyweight squats, but really you're not going to burn more calories than you can with a run in 30 minutes, especially when you consider all the prep time and stuff like that. So the thing is, really though, even with your 30-minute run, there's no exercise that is going to outdo bad eating or just eating too high of calorie. Because I'm guessing in the 30 minutes on your run, like you're probably lucky to burn 300 calories. Probably. I mean, I can't imagine you're burning much more than that, honestly. You could be, but it's not significantly more. You want to know actually how much more it is? Let's just say you are burning 400 calories in half an hour, which is possible, but pretty gnarly. That is 30 grams of cashews. Measure that and put it in your palm. That is the amount, as my client Suzanne would say, shout out to you, Suzanne, that's the amount I would eat as I was loading my snack bag, okay? So when you really think about how fast you can out-eat any exercise you can accomplish in 30 minutes, that should really make you realize that your emphasis needs to be more on your diet. And I think that you should absolutely hit your frequency with your workouts. That's very important. So frequency means it's just how many sessions that you're doing. This could be double days. This could be how many sessions scattered throughout your week. But frequency is literally how many individual workouts that you are doing, usually within the span of a week. Obviously, you can span it out over a month, over a year, whatever. So focus on your frequency. Do not miss those 30-minute workouts. But what I would say is, you are someone, especially feeling like you have 20 to 25 pounds to lose, you cannot be slipping up on your diet. When someone can go pedal on an indoor trainer for 90 minutes or 2 hours, or go out for a few hours every day on the bike, or they're just super high volume, or they're riding, you know, let's just say 90 plus minutes a day, 6 days a week, and doing strength workouts, there is a lot more wiggle room. Now, in regards to the calorie intake you can have, it's great, honestly. It's helped me a ton in this last shred, which I got to talk about my results, by the way, but it's helped a ton to get in those kind of food items, the extra carbs, the treats, the candy, like all those things are possible because I do burn so many calories on the bike and through my strength training in a whole for the week. But you are more hungry, the appetite's bigger. So it's not like, oh, I just got an extra 1,000 calories. It's like, I needed that 1,000 calories, just for an example. So what I would say to you is, hit your amount of sessions, hit your frequency, do not interrupt that, but you should probably put more focus on tracking your food and your diet, because again, you're just not going to be like, I don't care if Usain Bolt has 30 minutes to run, he's not going to out-eat, he's not going to outburn the calories he can eat, just period, in 30 minutes. So what I would say too is that if you are choosing to run for those calories in particular, which probably is because you feel like maybe you're overeating, that could distract you and take you away from the workout that you actually should be doing. Now, for instance, you say you love riding, so I would love to encourage you to try and ride more. You know, I'm someone who has started riding the trainer indoors because of my lifestyle, and it's kind of the only option. I would love to be on my mountain bike 5 days a week also. I'd love to be out pedaling outside, but I really can't with my schedule. And there are bigger priorities in my life that make me say, okay, if I want to pedal and I want to get faster, I have to use this trainer. And guess what? This is just like when I started road riding. I started to love it. It took like a year, but I really started to love it. Not as long with the indoor training because the results are just so crazy. And being a father, it's that YouTube time. I talk about it all the time. But I would recommend that if you really do want to pedal, to try and figure out a way to prioritize it, because there are 30-minute sessions you can do on the bike that are going to be probably even more rewarding for you because you enjoy it more, that are maybe you don't burn quite as many calories as the run, but we're talking a difference of 50 to 100. And if you had a better experience, that is worth it. And just think, put a little more emphasis in your diet, then you can enjoy that session. Or maybe there's a day where you actually should be doing a strength training, which, by the way, if you're not doing 2 days of total body strength, if you're not doing mobility, you absolutely should. I sent this person a guided workout just to try from a Pink Bike article I did, because it's a 25-minute core workout, includes stretching. That is like the jump in, jump out thing that you're going to need to do, but you really should prioritize it. And if you come across a day where you're like, oh my gosh, I should probably stretch a little bit, I should probably do some push-ups, I should probably do some walking lunges, or go to the gym or use this equipment that I have at home, but you don't because of the fear of the calorie burn, now your performance is genuinely, it's really being subpar at that point. You're not getting the results that you should be doing, all because it comes back to, I need to burn the most calories I can in this 30 minutes. So getting out of that mentality would be really, really great for you. And I think the only way to do it is by first starting with the food tracking, add the strength sessions, and then just focus on your frequency. So I really hope that answers all of your questions. I think it's a good one. I think a lot of people can relate to this, and I would love to see you really get your mind right on what's important. And I know for a fact, when you diversify and you actually do a proper program and don't just jump in and jump out of these runs, oh my gosh, like your performance is going to go through the roof compared to where it's at. So Andrew, I hope that helps. If you want specifics, you can reach out again. I'd be happy to get you rolling. Go over to dialedhealth.com, man. Sign up for an account. There are so many easy workouts that you can jump in and out of. The no equipment HIIT program, 30-minute workouts. And you're gonna burn close to the amount of calories you would in a run, close. You really would. Even the guided kettlebell workouts, the ones that are 45 minutes, are burning like almost 500 calories. So keep that in mind, go try it out. If you're in a similar position, I have the same advice for you. I've got a quick motivational rant for you, and I wanna just say it how I mean it, how I feel it personally, and then I'm gonna come back and hit you with a little different perspective, because I know that this could be somewhat controversial or kind of a sensitive subject, but here's what I wanna say. This really goes to anything in life. It is okay to use guilt to fuel you. It is okay to feel so bad about something that is the primary reason you don't wanna repeat that action. If you let it sink in, and this is the part where I think our popular culture, society is not encouraging right now, that I highly disagree with, is that you need to let it sink in. You need to remember how bad you feel when you do something, and let that be the thing that stops you from repeating it. You know, the different side of it, and the very true side of it, is that you do have to give yourself an amount of grace to understand I'm not perfect, and that you can forgive yourself, and obviously not let this thing torment you. You have to literally forgive, and I don't want to say forget for yourself, but you have to like forgive yourself and then like remember and remember that feeling. I mean, this is something I've had to do in so many areas of my life, from personal to business to family to all this stuff, especially the last 5 years, where like so much has changed for me. You know, I've had these realizations of the fact that you don't really deserve anything. Like, life is not fair. And these are all very hard-hitting things. And when you have actions, they have consequences, plain and simple. Whether they're good or whether they're bad, your actions have consequences. And feeling the guilt from something that you're not proud of, he's okay. Don't cut yourself too much slack. That's the thing. It's like, I think the society thing that I disagree with right now is that people are just cutting themselves too much slack. Have some accountability. Really reflect on yourself. If you don't feel good about something, dive into it. Why is that? Like, really dig and try and get to the root of it. I mean, that's what really growth is. And I think when you are honest with that process, it becomes easier to really let something go and to really solve something. But man, if you just glaze over it and you're like, oh, you know, it's okay. Like don't beat yourself up. No, man, beat yourself up, internalize it, and then grow. What else do you do? Like, literally, what else do you do? Like, I guess the only other option is just like ignore it. I don't really think there's much middle ground on this one. Just like I think there's with a lot of things in life. I mean, it's okay to feel guilty, and you're going to feel that way. And I just encourage you to dig and get to the root of it, opposed to glaze over it and cut yourself, quote unquote, too much slack because, I don't know. We need some accountability, man. We are all blowing it on one level or another. This is not about being perfect or chasing perfectionism. It's not about that at all. It's chasing the best version of yourself in a way that's real. That's real. All these people who are just like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. That is not real life. And that's just kind of, that's just how I feel. It sucks. I mean, gosh, I mean, there's things on a daily basis where I'm like, wow, that freaking sucks. Like, that sucks, but what's the reality? Like, literally, logic. Use some logic. Think about reality. Internalize the consequences of something and let that fuel you to change. You know, I want people to really... like really love themselves. I really do. This is not about that at all. I think really it almost goes deeper. It's like you love yourself so much that you're not going to let this slide. And I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to close out with a little bit of a life update. I'm going to just fully give you the big view of what I'm dealing with right now. My schedule is effed. F's as in EFFED. It's effed, people. I mean, you can imagine. I have a toddler. I have two twins that were born. Thank the Lord that my schedule is flexible. But I think a lot of people do understand the flexible schedule can be difficult because I don't want to say that it gets taken advantage of. I hope my wife is not listening to this right now. I don't think she is. But there are times where it's like, oh, yeah, you can do it. Oh, yeah, you can do it. Oh, yeah, you can do it. I've joked around with my dad about this because he retired and all of a sudden everyone hits him up. Yo, I got to use your truck to move. I got to go to the dump. I mean, I'm this guy too. But it's like everyone knows you're good to go. So you can just do it, right? And I know that people don't see me that way. They understand that I am just fully pinned. Like my wrist is cocked back. Like imagine I'm grabbing a dirt bike handle right now. Full freaking, I'm twisting it right now. I'm twisting it. I'm ripping it. Full freaking throttle, okay? But that's how I like it. Honestly, this is a side tangent. I love being busy, and I always prove that to myself when I get some window of opportunity to absolutely chill. I basically go for like 2 hours, and then I'm off the couch doing something, and I'm over it. So I'm not saying that I would like less of a time crunch schedule than I have now. I think that's true. Like I think I do over schedule a little bit to where I don't have almost any flexibility if I'm going to accomplish what I want to. And a lot of times I'll set out to do more than is physically possible and it just leads to disappointment. And so that's like, that is something real that I kind of need to work on. But you know, up until the twins were born, we had a real rhythm going with Otto. I mean, he's a great sleeper. We're very grateful for that. It's rare, I would say, within the last year. So he's 20 months almost. And I would say almost within the last year, it's rare that he would wake up even once during the night. And I know some parents listening to that are like, screw you, guy. Because my kid is 3 and he still wakes up and, you know, crawls into bed with us or whatever. So we have been lucky there. But it's not like I just sleep in because of that. I take advantage of it and I wake up at 5. I wake up at 4 sometimes. It depends on really what I need to do that day. But those few hours where the house was dead quiet are gone right now. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. Like that for me was the biggest thing that stepped up my, I would say my social media game, because really, I just did all of my Instagram stuff before Otto would wake up in the morning. And now that it's gotten busier, there's more reposts, there's more DMs, there's more just traffic and engagement that I try and keep up with. Like, I really try not to ever miss a DM. And it's getting harder to do. So it's like prolonged in the morning to where now I'm finishing my story post as he wakes up and all this stuff. And the thing is, though, I would wake up a lot of mornings and I find it not even have an idea of what I'm gonna like post that day or what I'm gonna do with that a couple hours of time. And it was so quiet and such a focused time that I could figure it out and get it all done. Well, that is the thing that's like blowing it right now, because you know, we're feeding the twins multiple times a night. It's, we got to both wake up and both do the equal duties because there's two of them. And it's like a 30 to 45 minute process, depending on, you know, if they pee on themselves or like literally, like I take their diaper off and that thing's just spraying everywhere, or they burp up or whatever it might be. So they could, it just is very time consuming through the night. So even if they do go from, you know, 9 to let's just say 7 sleeping, it's like, because I was so interrupted, I'm like, well, I'm getting at a five hours of interrupted sleep at this time. You can tell it's adding up right now as I'm talking. So I'm slurring my words. Basically, now I have, instead of just getting a solid 7 hours of sleep like I was getting, which I really should be getting 8, but 7 is like my compromise because I came from, you know, 5 to 6 hours a night for a long time. And 7 hours changed the game for me performance-wise, feel better, feel happier, it's great. Well, now it's like, okay, if I'm not gonna get 7 hours. So let's just try and get 6 hours, but it's gonna be also interrupted. And so, and not only that, but because it's spaced out so weird, I don't have that consistent wake up window where I can work for 2 solid hours or, you know, even an hour and a half before anything else happens in my family. You know, I am on my 3rd cup of coffee with the fire on the TV and wrapping up some really valuable work stuff by the time my family gets up. Because you all know, like, your toddler wakes up, game over. Like, when I have to finish doing a post or an email or something, like, my son will literally climb up my back and, like, stand on my shoulders Tarzan style while I'm trying to do this thing, you know? And so it becomes impossible. And I gotta say, of all the things right now, I miss that morning time. I hope I can get it back. Our twins are actually gaining weight really well right now, which is awesome. And one of them went 5 hours last night without waking up. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel already, I think. But you know, it's not like Otto. By this point, basically Lish was just waking up through the night with him. And it's sad to say, but it got to the point where she was like so sensitive to waking up on any little, like those kids could hiccup and she wakes up. She was like that with Otto. And literally I wouldn't even wake up until she was feeding him halfway through. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even hear him. So it got to the point where if I did hear him, I'm like, ah, she's got it. And I just fell back asleep. I know that sounds so terrible, but it's the truth. But now with the twins, yeah, she don't got it. I mean, she could if she really had to, but I'm not. Come on now. I'm not going to leave her hanging. It's a lot of work. And so I'm getting up at 1 a.m. I'm getting up at 4 a.m. And then I get to those points where I'm like, okay, it's 4:30. I've gotten 5 hours of interrupted sleep. And I'm feeding the kids. Now it's 5. Do I go back to bed for an hour and try and get that 6 hours? Do I try and work and get up at my normal time that I love, but maybe feel miserable for the rest of the day and not be as productive? So that's like the hard thing I'm working with. So I'm sorry. I know I've repeated that like multiple times over, but in general, my schedule is pretty effed right now. But I am making a very focused effort to just keep the balance that I have going in regards to things that I really want to address each day. The hard part is that with the extra limit on my time right now, and organization, and you can imagine like the layers just to get out of the door, and timing wise, like again, the kids wake up when you're trying to leave. Oh, you're going to be late. You are going to be late. So when I do all the little things that are part of my morning routine, which, you know, is reading my Bible, it's reading for 30 minutes. Like, I just got back into the habit of reading for 30 minutes first thing in the morning, and I love it so much, man. I mean, nothing makes me feel, I'd say, let's just say self-developed like reading. It's crazy how you take time off and it's kind of hard to stay focused. And once you're consistent with it again, the way you take in information through a book is so different, in my opinion, because you're never interrupted with ads. There's no flashing lights. It is like the most focused thing that you can almost do in regards to taking in content is reading. It's just such a different experience. But now I'm at the point where I'm like pressed for time even more. And am I going to not answer these emails and that I could do in 30 minutes? Or am I going to get my 30 minutes of reading in? And that's when, like, that's been the one thing I've been kind of letting slide. And I'm like, dang, man, I can't let myself not do this work that I need to do. And so that's what I'm still kind of dealing with. Obviously, I'm not perfect. And I really was laughing because this weekend I went an hour and a half over on my ride time that I'd said I would be out. And I just had talked about how do you not piss your wife off with all the riding you want to do? And I was totally in the doghouse, man. It was kind of funny. Like, I actually talk about feeling guilty after my rant. That was one that hit me. I was like, oh, geez, I am the biggest hypocrite right now. So that was pretty interesting. But we worked it out. And so we're still married. Thank the Lord. So anyways, that's what I'm dealing with. Honestly, stuff's going great. I have not missed workouts. The babies are healthy. I've been flexible on some details to my schedule. I've had to let a few things like reading slide that I really do want to do for myself and that make me feel like my best version of myself. But still, I'm proud of how much I have just kept it moving through this whole thing, because the having twins is definitely gnarly. It's legit. It is legit. So we'll leave it at that. We're going to go to the outro. I hope this wasn't too much of a babble for you, but yeah, it's been, a wild, wild couple weeks. I feel like I'm downplaying it a little bit, but one thing I'll say is that it's not as hard as I thought that it would be. It's very difficult. Don't get me wrong, but I just basically, it's like when you have your first kid, you just have guys that are and gals just be like, well, I hope you liked mountain biking because you're never doing that again, And then same thing with the twins, where people are just like, you are dead. Your life is over. And no, it's not actually. It's really cool. And there's this weird, I got to say, with all the craziness that's happening right now, it's not as bad as I thought it'd be. Still able to get my stuff done, not as much as I hoped. My schedule's all over the place, but like there's this weird sense of calm that I've had since they were born. And I was talking to my wife about it, and I was like, why do I feel so relaxed right now? Seriously. And I don't know if it's like this maternal instinct type situation, because I did feel that a little bit with my son. I thought he was gonna be born and I was gonna go into some other level of hustle mode, just like, let's get this money and let's put some shoes on this kid. But no, you have your kid and you're like, I just want to be home with my kid. That's really how I felt with my firstborn, which totally surprised me. And I get that a little bit. The bonding with the twins has been a totally different experience. You just cannot spend that same amount of time with them that I did with just your single firstborn. So that's been a whole other thing that's kind of weird. But yeah, it's like, I think knowing that Lish is safe, the kids are here, these are all my kids. If you check my Instagram, I'm actively on my way to getting a vasectomy right now. I'm in the process. And so we're done. And like, it's crazy to look around and be like, whoa, like this is the whole squad. This is my family. I mean, I know their names. I know that I have these, I know they're all boys. And yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the future, but it's like having that checked off the list is pretty insane. And also getting my wife back has been really cool. I mean, just to straight up say it, she was the best, most mellow, pregnant lady with twins you could ever be, without a doubt. But just the energy levels back, and it's crazy to even see her wearing old clothes, And even she's like, oh my gosh, like my old jeans and, my just certain shirts. And I told her today, I was like, oh my gosh, you look like you're going to freaking high school. You got like a tie-dye shirt on and some Converse. Anyways, it's really cool to see that like come back. And it's just like a very fresh, fun thing for me. And yeah, just a weird sense of calm that I've had with the twins. It's very hard to explain, but that's kind of my best effort at it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dialed Health Podcast. I really hope it adds some value to your week. And if you made it all the way to this outro, I want to give you a little behind the scenes look into Dialed Health. We're not going to go into detail, but I just want you to know there's some really cool things going on in the back end of the business. Things that, or I would say people that are coming in who have been to where I'm at with Dialed Health and it actually helped these businesses grow. And that's what we're trying to do. I want Dialed Health to be the number one strength training resource for cyclists all around the world, every discipline. I want it to be synonymous with bike riding. I want someone who rides to have the next question be, do you do Dialed Health? Do you dialed? No, they're not going to say that. But I'm very serious about this being the biggest option for cyclists in the world, the most well-known, the most user-friendly, the most effective, and most importantly. And I think that we're making even more steps to get there. And I really believe it's going to happen. Literally, with all my heart, I think it's going to happen. So thank you for the support. If you have not yet gotten a membership to dialedhealth.com, please go support your boy and go get some workouts that are actually going to support your riding and, more importantly, support your general lifestyle, your general functioning body as a human. Go do it. And thank you to everyone who's been leaving the Google reviews. You guys, that is so sick. Seriously, again, something I cannot do for myself is leave myself a 5-star review, say anything positive just about the business of Dialed Health, and I will love you forever. Please share that you're listening to this podcast on your Instagram story. Tag me. It really helps the podcast grow. Refer friends. Anything that you can do for the growth of Dialed Health in general really means a lot to me. So thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you have an incredible week, and I will see you next Wednesday. Start moving forward.